5 after hours on a late night date night. You know what that means. I'm going to be introducing you to some of the hottest single people in the country. Single people like Taylor. Hi.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
I can't complain this side. And you?
Yeah, all good. Thank you for asking. You said that you had a red flag attached. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I was born a ginger. The reddest red I'm sure a lot of people have seen. So my parents say it's my caution, my warning flag that I was born with.
That's hilarious. I mean, did you know that only 1 to 2%, you probably do know this, you probably know all the redheads test, but
know.
Only 1 to 2% of the human population has red hair. You are so rare.
You are
literally a 1%er. You are going extinct right now. So get it while it's hot. No, I'm sure you've heard all the ginger jokes in the world, so I'm not going to bother, and I hope that none of your dates do either. But let's get to know you a little better. You said something about a getaway car. Are you prone to the spontaneous type of action adventures that require swift getaways?
Yes, I'm up for any kind of adventure. I really enjoy the city life, so generally a car comes in very handy.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm just up for anything fun, really.
Okay, so let's get to know you a little bit. I know that this isn't really an indicator of how or who a person is, but let's start off with the basic date questions. What do you do for a living?
So I work in the legal field.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you better not cross you. Okay, got you. And how would you describe yourself? What does your Tinder bio say?
I currently don't have Tinder.
Good for you. Finding love the old-fashioned way here on the radio.
Exactly. But if I did have Tinder, I would definitely say something along the lines of, hello, ladies, and disappointment.
Okay, so I understand... anything goes, girls, boys, theys, thems, a little bit of everything and anything?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. All right, excellent. love to hear that. Okay, fantastic. If Taylor sounds like your type on 5, hit us up on 0825505151 if you think you could be her perfect match. We'll call you back. You can chat right here on air. No ginger jokes. Please. And shoot your shot right here on 5. James Deacon on 5FM. It's called For You. And there's almost nothing I wouldn't do for you. That's why I organize late night date night on your behalf and for beautiful people like Taylor, who's looking for love. Taylor, are you ready to meet your first date?
Let's do it.
All right, Taylor, say hi to Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Taylor.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. It's been a good day.
Awesome, man. Awesome. What brings you out here so late on a Thursday night?
I guess the fact that I'm single and that I'm curious.
Well, now, things we know about Taylor, she's got beautiful red hair. What's going on top of your head, Tim?
I've got brown hair,
mm-hmm.
but I do grow a ginger beard.
Mm. Okay.
On my chin, but shave it off because I don't like it, so I like to be clean shaven.
Okay.
Yeah.
This hair of yours, long, short, dark brown, light brown.
It's very long. It almost covers my nipples. That's how long it is.
Oh, wow. So basically a mermaid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, typical musician, you know, with the long hair.
Oh, now things are getting revealed. Taylor, how do you feel about musicians?
I mean, it depends on what instrument you play.
I play all the instruments, but my favorite instrument is the drums.
Okay, wanna chicken dinner.
Oh, am I sensing a type?
Drums are the best. It means you know what you're doing.
Yeah, good rhythm.
Can you elaborate? What do you mean, know what you're doing? In what particular sense? Is it rhythmic? He plays drums, so he's got to be good at banging. Got it.
Yeah, save a drum kit, bang a drummer. That's what I always put in my Tinder bio.
Okay, so have you got Tinder then?
No, I actually deleted it. I started dating someone from a dating website, and it didn't go so well, so just gonna leave those alone for a while.
Go the old-fashioned way, finding love on the radio.
Indeed.
Interesting. Okay. Talk to me about food. Taylor, are you a pizza or burgers kind of fan?
Definitely burgers. Mm. I could smash a good burger any day.
I feel
pizza
you.
Pizza for me is
I agree.
A toasted cheese.
Did you just say...
gourmet toasted cheese.
Sorry, did you just say pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, no.
I think that might be a deal breaker for me on my side.
Because she says pizza, not pizza.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my god. I'm just joking.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's not a deal breaker. It's fine. Tim, you have 10 seconds, 20 seconds to win Taylor's heart. What do you want to say?
Taylor, if you like to be serenaded, and if you like... long hair, I suppose you should choose me. I'm very laid back, I'm very sensitive, and always up for a good time.
We'll see. Will she choose Tim tonight? Late night date night. We got Taylor on the line. Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
So talk me through your first date. What did you think of Tim?
So, I mean, he said that ginger beards grow on his chin, but I mean, where else does a beard grow?
You'd be surprised. Honestly, you'd be surprised. Beards grow in all sorts of weird and wonderful places, like the neck, the behind the ears region.
Some men's beards
even goes up into their nose. Ugh. Let's switch things up a bit. Let's meet your second date. Her name is Kirsten.
Hey, Kirsten.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing this fine evening?
Good, thank you.
And how has your date been so far?
I mean, so far, I can't complain. But it is just the beginning.
Okay, so there's a bit of a standard to live up to.
I wouldn't say it's very high, but there's a standard.
Okay, well, I mean, ladies and disappointments, according to Taylor, here we go. Kirsten, let's see how you compare to Tim. Do you play any musical instruments?
Ooh, I do not. I have attempted to learn piano and guitar in my lifetime, but it didn't end up working out. I do occasionally sing, though, but as you can hear at the moment, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Yes, you said you're recovering from a case of the thing that's been going around.
Dastard
horrid
thing.
Horrid. Taylor, you didn't say whether or not you were musical. Do you have any hidden talents?
I like to think I can sing really well underwater.
Wow.
But no, other than that, definitely no musical talent.
All right, what about you, Kirsten? If music's not your thing, if piano and guitar didn't work out, what is it that you like to do that you feel really good at?
I would probably say something along the lines of either writing or teaching.
Teaching is a talent, and it's an incredibly special one. Let's talk about food. We've discovered something about Taylor that I need to tell you, actually. Full disclosure, Taylor thinks that it's pronounced pizza.
No. No.
And I don't know if that's a deal breaker for you, but I know that it might make things a little bit difficult. Is that or is that not a deal breaker?
I mean, I've got to admit, I am quite a foodie, but I'd love to understand why. I don't think it would be a deal breaker, though. I don't think it would be.
Okay, well, Taylor, explain yourself.
I mean, I didn't know I was saying it wrong until about 5 minutes ago.
When on national radio, you were exposed.
I'm honestly shook. I really didn't know. I'm never going to say the word ever again. It's just a flat, round sandwich.
the disc, the cheesy disc, right?
The cheesy disc, exactly. Can I have that one?
I'll have the margarita pizza. The margarita pizza.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not even going to risk it. I think I want to know
pineapple from pizza.
Ooh. Well,
I mean, I'm really up to all culinary experiences, but I wouldn't say that pineapple on a cheesy disc is my favorite.
Mm. All right. So you're more of a burgers fan than a pizza fan. What about you, Kirsten?
Definitely a burger fan. You
Excellent.
Can put a heck of a lot in a burger.
Excellent. Love is in the air. I can sense the chemistry now. Let's talk about travel. Taylor, are you a travel fan? Do you travel for fun or do you like to stay put?
I enjoy traveling. It means that I get to experience a lot in a short space of time. And generally love traveling in my own country. We have a really stunning, beautiful country, and I think it has a lot to offer.
It's true, we do. What about you, Kirst?
That is amazing, by the way. Absolutely agree. I've definitely got the travel bug, and love going absolutely everywhere. I think my favorite place has definitely got to be Edinburgh. Just because of it's so like architectural and historical and just beautiful anyway. So what about yourself, Jenna? Where's your favorite place to be in?
Wow. It's a bit of a difficult one, but there's a place called Cape Vidal, just north of Durban, and it's absolutely insane. There's a forest, there's a beach, there's a game reserve. Anything you need, they got it.
Yeah,
I love the all-in-one kind of vibe. Yeah.
Okay, Kirst, you have 20 seconds to win Taylor's heart and go.
Well, I'm quite a charismatic, bubbly girl. I really enjoy my food. I love taking myself and my friends out to really fancy restaurants if I can afford it at times. I also really enjoy any sort of different dining, doing fun things, photography, exploring, all sorts of adventure, whatever I can really get my paws into. And I love cats.
Ooh, good question. Taylor, cats or dogs?
Animals in general. I can't choose between any of them, and please don't make me.
Brilliant. I will not make you choose under any circumstances. Taylor, any final questions for Kirsten before we let her go?
Favorite super fancy restaurant, since you mentioned it.
I would have to say, I'm going to sound like a complete snob here, but it would have to be Lucky Cat by Gordon Ramsay in London. It was exceptional.
Wow.
Sure, hey.
Blown away by that answer.
Sure. Like, I have no words.
Exactly.
I have no words. You know, I was just going to say maybe the burger place in Rosebank, you know. No, it's Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Okay. All right. We see you. I want you to take all of us out for lunch now. All right, Kirsten, thank you so much. We're going to let you go now. And
sure.
We might chat to you again a little bit later.
Okay, cool. Okay. Cheers. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. It was so nice meeting you too.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We got Taylor on the line for some late night date nights. Taylor, you've had two dates tonight. Can you talk me through them?
So the first one was a guy by the name of Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd give that maybe like a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay, so like a 50-50 kind of could go either way thing.
Yeah.
During your date with Tim, we made a shocking revelation about you, and not about your hair. We discovered, the whole of South Africa discovered alongside you that you say the word pizza. How do you say it?
You mean cheesy discs?
Cheesy discs. Our friend Taylor says pizza.
Pizza.
I know you're not alone, though. There are some people in South Africa who say the word pizza and not pizza. Is it like a family thing? Does your family say pizza?
So actually, while we were listening to some music right now, my brother messaged me and he said, "You are such a dumbass. Who says pizza?"
Betrayed by your own family.
He's on the radio. He's completely useless.
I feel like you can't critique your brother for being a ginger whilst also not, like, without shooting yourself in the foot here.
I can critique him because I am one myself.
Oh, like it takes one to know one kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Tell me about your second date with Kirsten.
Kirsten was absolutely lovely. Very well traveled, well spoken. She had a beautiful voice. She was very interesting. Definitely more on the lines of like a 4.2 out of 5.
4.2 out of 5. That's oddly specific. Hey, you know there are higher rating numbers than 5. You can be like a 9 out of 10.
I like consistency.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Okay, we've got to be consistent. So does that mean what I think it means? Are we calling back Kirsten tonight?
Definitely. 120% yes.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get her on the line. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello.
Kirsten. Do you know what this is?
I cannot bloody believe it.
This is a booty call.
Oh,
how does it feel to be booty called tonight?
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's been an interesting day, so I'm quite happy. It's been a turnaround.
Taylor, tell Kirsten about why you picked her. Go on, do that thing that lovers do.
Well, Kirsten asked me how I was, which I really found cute, and it made me excited.
The bar's on the floor, hey? The bar is on the floor.
And she spoke about nice restaurants and good food, and that is one of my weaknesses.
I see. You're just overcome with giggles there, Kirsten. You don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm over the moon, to be honest. That's all really lovely. And I really enjoy also Taylor's love and passion for, like, traveling the country. I think that's also awesome. So, yeah, amazing.
I see an adventure date in a van one day, traveling the country.
Oh, man. With no cheesy discs.
No cheesy discs allowed.
Yes, cheesy discs.
Only cheesy squares and cheesy music and cheesy movies and cheesy jokes.
Yes.
No cheesy discs allowed.
Agreed.
All right, well, I do have to let you know that if you guys ever do decide to tie the knot, I offer discounts on people who hook up on late night date night. I'll do the emceeing, I will DJ. You can even come and do it right here in the Auckland Park building, huh?
Amazing
stuff.
No pressure.
Maybe I'll take you up on that. Oh my goodness.
In one of my favorite episodes of Late Night Date Night, possibly of all time, Kirsten and Taylor, happily ever after.
Yay!
You kids have fun now. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
You just heard Late Night Date Night. Now, if you were listening and you were like, hey, I'm single, I want to be involved, I want a late night date night of my own, you can have one. You can slide into my DMs at Leah Jazz Live on Instagram or Twitter. That's LEAHJAZZLIVE. Tell me you want to play Late Night Date Night. Send me a voice note. Tell me about you if you want to throw your name in the hat.